This is One True Pairing. This is the true story of more than just a man. This is the story of a man troubled with heartache, deceit, and vengeance. Follow along as you learn about the life and struggles of DJ Holmes. This story takes place before the Student Senate meeting. DJ could hear keys at the door and knew it was Payne trying to get into the apartment. DJ sat up on the sofa and picked up the packet of history Payne gave him to study. DJ quickly eyeballed everything to make certain he was ready for the interrogation he knew he would face from Payne once he entered. When DJ returned from dawn, he spent a couple of hours studying the information and watching TV when he needed a break. After a few minutes of looking over everything, DJ recognized several patterns. Recognizing patterns was a gift of DJ's, and as a result, he was able to quickly memorize the information. Payne was far more concerned about his image than DJ. As a result, DJ has long since learned not to greet Payne at the door with a hug and kiss. DJ would wait until Payne closed the door and set his bag down to react to his entrance. As Payne placed his bag down, it was then that DJ realized Payne was on the phone. Instead of speaking or hugging DJ, Payne walked straight to the bathroom. While in the bathroom, Payne continued talking in hushed tones. DJ used the time to study the poems. He had originally neglected to study the poems, thinking they couldn't possibly be part of the history he would be expected to remember in one day's time. DJ didn't consider the poems to be history, so he didn't even look at them. But because Payne was in the bathroom, DJ had more time to look at the history and realized a couple of the poems were specifically related to Epsilon. He knew he had to memorize the poems and fast, but he couldn't shake the feeling that he should be concerned about Payne's conversation on the cell phone. DJ shook off his misgivings and allowed himself to believe the call was simply about his fraternity's business. It was then DJ heard the shower run, but he did not hear the toilet flush. Panic set in. DJ didn't know how to respond. He had no proof, just a feeling. If someone told him he was cheating because he didn't flush the toilet, he would have erupted. Instead, DJ decided he would do what he normally did. He would ask a series of questions designed to learn the truth. In the meantime, he resolved himself to learn the easier poems and work himself into the harder poems. One thing for sure, these poems were truly inspirational. If these poems were an indication of what DJ was about to become a member of, he, yet again, felt he was making the right decision. Once Payne finished with his shower and all the primping rituals he normally went through following a shower, he made his way to DJ and gave him a big hug and kiss. But DJ would not be persuaded to fall for this tactic. "Have you been studying?" asked Payne. By this point, Payne sat down next to DJ on the living room sofa. "Of course I have. I found it all rather repetitive, which made it easier to remember. I don't understand how anyone would have a hard time learning this. To be honest, the poems are the hardest part, but even they have a sort of rhythm," responded DJ. "Is that so? Well, let me see what you recall." After a few minutes of questioning and answering, Payne was satisfied with DJ's progress. Then, Payne did something DJ had never seen him. Payne asked a series of questions in rapid succession and in an intimidating manner. DJ was so put off by this that he could not answer the questions and started to get anything out. Payne hollered from the foolish spectacle of it all. DJ was embarrassed and visibly mad. Seeing these emotions on DJ's face, Payne explained, "You better get used to that, because this is how it will be if you get online. And please know that this is not the worst of it. By the way, what do you think you will experience while you are online?" Well, to be honest, I don't really know. What I anticipate is a lot of paddling. What else? There's more to it than that? Yeah, haven't you seen School Days or even Stomp the Yard? No, I've heard of them. Well, to be honest, I've seen parts of both, but I don't remember anything about them pledging. It's not the major part of it, but they do a pretty good job of explaining what takes place. In fact, I have a bootleg copy of Stomp the Yard. We should watch it right now. Cool. How was your meeting tonight? When you came back on your phone and not talking much, I just assumed things didn't end the way you wanted them to. Oh, the meeting went well. We will have a line. But you need to know that I will not advocate for you. You have to sell yourself. I have lost a good bit of influence within the chapter over the last line. So if I fight for you, then if something happens to you later on, I won't be able to help you. Also, remember, Tommy will have access to you during this process. That makes sense. So then, who were you on the phone with when you walked back in? I was talking to my mom. Tank lied to her about playing basketball when he knows we both told him the day he was on punishment and couldn't leave the house. My grandfather was whipping him. I was listening. When my grandfather was finished, I talked to him, telling him why he was being whipped. Then I told him that I loved him, but expected better from him. Oh, wow. I didn't realize your son was that old. DJ didn't believe the story, but decided to focus on what he felt was a truth in the story. He's 7. That's what's up. DJ forced a laugh. He wanted Payne to feel secure in responding after what would follow. If he's anything like his father, then he's hard-headed. I'm certain he will need that pep talk again. And I applaud you for being part of his life, even though you are so far away. Yeah, I try my best. It's not a perfect situation. I miss him so much. Sometimes I wonder if I'm doing the right thing. Oh, you are. You're in college to hopefully make more money, which will only help him in the future. As he gets older, he will come to understand that, if he doesn't now. But why were you in the bathroom for so long, though, and then showered with your clothes in there with you? Payne's face showed how caught off guard he was with the questions. All he could do was shake his head in the positive, but under the circumstances, this meant nothing to DJ. Finally, Payne asked, "Why do you ask?" "Honestly, the whole situation was atypical behavior for you. You never walk in on the phone, never go straight to the bathroom, never talk on the phone in the bathroom, never shower with your clothes in there with you, and you never talk low when you're on the phone. I normally know everything you're talking about, even when you're in another room. Well, I thought I needed to use the restroom after being in meetings all day, but I couldn't. I was already in there, so I just took a shower. That's all." "Okay, just asked." "So, was it a stressful day for you?" "Just a little. We have so many neophytes in the chapter now that they make silly comments, and that throws us off track. Some of them shouldn't have never been made. All they want to do is haze, but don't want to do the work of the fraternity." "What is the work of the fraternity?" DJ wanted to state the obvious, that should he and his line brothers cross, that they will add to that immaturity. He thought better not to make the comment in this moment. "You're trying to pledge my fraternity and you don't know what work we do? Am I supposed to know what work you all do? Y'all don't really tell people what you do besides service projects. And even with those, no one really knows what the specifics are with those service projects. I help with the scrapbook and still don't have a good idea. I mean, I learned about and read your international points, but other than the words, I don't really know what that means. How has your fraternity affected the lives long term of the people you have come in contact with? And to be honest, I would assume that to be true of most people as it relates to all Greek letter organizations." That was an honest critique DJ gave Payne. Payne knew it and immediately accepted as truth. To be fair, those were thoughts Payne privately held. He was amazed someone who was not in the organization could have so eloquently diagnosed a problem he knew few in his fraternity could make as well. This conversation reignited Payne's faith in DJ's intelligence. He needed someone else in the chapter. That might be true. Which one of our international points were you most interested in? Payne asked a question to determine where DJ should be placed within the chapter's leadership once he became a member. Of the five, I think it would be each one teach one, because it promotes education. In my family, education was central to how we were raised. There was never a question that we would complete high school, and several of us were pushed to go to college. It actually reminds me of one of your founders, the one who kept chartering chapters everywhere. He was an educator, then served as the CEO of another major organization for blacks. If I were a member of your fraternity, I would follow the mold left by him. I see you really have studied. Good. That means I can take these sheets from you. Internally, Payne saw DJ as a leader of the chapter. Perhaps he could serve as a leader of the chapter's service, but that has never been a springboard to the presidency of the chapter. I'm cool with that. While Payne talked, DJ could see just how truly delighted he was that DJ studied. DJ returned Payne's delight with a look that let Payne know he was interested in far more than words. Payne, understanding the look, jumped up and went for his cell phone's playlist and hurriedly walked to his bedroom to adjust the wireless Bluetooth speaker's volume. As Payne did these things, DJ slowly pulled off each piece of clothes he had on while in the living room. As he did, Payne's dick grew bigger and bigger each time he stole quick looks in DJ's direction. Payne was busy lighting candles and choosing a playlist. He had an affinity for red scented candles and 80s and 90s R&B music. Peace and blessings, all you new love fans. You just heard the latest installment in the life of Donnie DJ Holmes. If you like what you're hearing and you like to read, check out my blog at onetruepairing.blogspot.com. Check out more new love. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of New Love with DJ Holmes. It is truly appreciated. If you listen to me from Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcast, CastBox, or Overcast, you can contact me directly by emailing djholmes1truepairing@gmail.com. All you have to do is record yourself and email your message to djholmes1truepairing@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening to New Love. As always, this is your boy DJ Holmes, and you've been listening to New Love.